Moncrief on News Talk.
An Estonian man has managed to complete the first ever walk across the famous Strait of Messina, that strait that connects Sicily to the Italian mainland. How did he do it? On a 3.5 kilometre rope. Yes, a rope. Joining me now is Jan Roos, slackline walker and Hollywood stuntman. Welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome everyone.
Can you tell me, how does this work? Like, how do you connect a rope from one island to a mainland?
Well, yeah, that was a big challenge actually to do. And it was not a regular thing what we are usually doing, connecting high lines between two mountains or two buildings. Usually we use drones, or we just walk underneath and connecting the ropes. Then we use bigger rope, stronger rope. But over here, like in over the Messina Strait between Sicily Island, the mainland of Italy, we had to use a bigger machinery. We used helicopter to get the first pilot rope connection. And then later on, using this pilot rope, the strong connection, to pass over the whole slack line over the Messina Strait while keeping the certain height, like the safe height above the water level. Because, you know, we can't block the water over there. So it's a huge challenge and task was to manage to do that.
Like, so basically,
and also the rigging.
You tie it on to something very tall on the mainland, and then you take a helicopter and you fly the rope to the other part on the island, and you tie it to something very high up there.
Yeah, it was connected between two pylons, which are 235 meters tall above the standing ground, and one pylon on the mainland is actually on the hill, which is like 165 meters even higher, but we connected on that one, like in the middle of the pylon. These are the two, they used to be the two biggest pylons in the world. They were carrying high voltage power cables back in the days,
okay,
electricity to the Sicily island. Now there's no power cables, it's just like huge towers standing. And they looked perfect for the slackline.
And then what's the difference, I guess, between a slackline and a tightrope? Because I'm kind of imagining a tightrope situation.
No, it's not a tightrope thing. It's not. Slackline is flat webbing. Depends on the material. It's always flat. Like either it's a nylon or polyester, but we use like even the high-tech materials, Dyneema, to have like least stretch as possible, because on a long distance, the less stretch it has, the better.
Okay.
In terms of the height management. And it's a flat webbing, and we don't use any like a special equipment for the balancing, except just our own arms and legs, the body, upper core. And slackline shakes, moves in the air. It is affected by the wind. It's a different from tightrope walking.
And is it a sense that like when you get on the slackline, you have to keep moving? Like if you stop, are you going to fall off?
No, stopping is okay. And I do that. I did while walking those 3.6 kilometers, just for a couple of seconds to rest my arms. You know, I bring down left arm, I shake it off a little bit, then I change it to right arm and also just, you know, shake a bit and then, you know, keep moving. But standing for a long time is kind of demanding in terms of energy and makes it more risky in terms of balance. So it's, I would say a little bit like, you know, keep moving is better, because then it means that at some point I will reach the end. Otherwise, I will just get stuck standing somewhere in the middle, and then it takes me even more time to get over. So the faster I am, the better it is in overall.
And if I imagine a string that I tie between two things, in the middle, always it's going to dip down like a U, you know? So does that mean that when you're coming close to the end, you're almost walking uphill?
It's true, yeah. Because of the little stretch of the material and the applied standing tension on the anchoring, the slackline itself already sagging without me standing on it. And while I'm standing, walking on it, in the beginning, it goes like downhill. So mm-hmm. I have to be careful with the steps, not to slide over it. And then in the middle, it's kind of flat. And then from the middle, like 2/3 of the slackline, it starts going uphill. So it feels more
strenuous,
like up the stairs. And
And it is like in the beginning, just down, and then now at the end, walking uphill, especially on the long distances, and depends also on the applied tension, of course.
And so you did this for 3.5 kilometers. How long did that take?
It took me a 3 hours almost. Yeah, 3 hours constant walking.
And mentally, like, do you have to really focus so that you're not falling off? Surely it's not just about like walking for 3.5 kilometers.
Mentally, it's quite tough in terms of just the amount of time it takes. I try to focus more on my walking technique and on the steps, because it's so many thousand steps I have to do, and on a narrow 1.9 centimeters wide webbing, which is like at the end could be quite painful for the feet. But I tested different pair of shoes and found the perfect ones for this walk. Just so it's grippy enough, doesn't slide, not slippery, I mean, and doesn't hurt my feet on a long distance walks. So like kind of reminding myself while walking, like what could be better, like what feet position is best in terms of long distance. And then like my body, kind of reminding myself not to waste energy too much on the little things, but the brain works in a way that it focuses on the important moments, like keeping the balance. But at the same time, there are a lot of distractions coming in, like boats passing underneath, like huge boats, actually, drones flying around. And I hear scooters, cars, dogs, people. And it's kind of, it takes my attention. And at the same time, I have to fight with, you know, having my attention, all the focus on the little single step, and step by step, just at the same moment trying to look, you know, 200 meters in front of me, and then again 200 meters in front of me, and meanwhile also looking like at the really end of the slack line, just to see how the curve from the wind is being created.
And what happens if you fall off? Like, are you connected to the rope, or do you just fall into the sea?
Well, it's we're doing in a way that it's not just one time action. I do have safety procedures, and it's actually a safety leash, which is connected to the same line. It does not help to the same slack line, I mean, with the backup, because the slack line, the way it is created, all the high lines, it's a mainland connected with a backup, a rope or a webbing. It's just like, it looks like one piece, but actually in case of failure, there is a failure of mainline, I mean. There is a second chance, you know, to fall into something.
Okay.
But while having the connected with the leash, and it does not help in terms of balancing at all, because it's a lower point of attachment. It's not above the head at all.
Right.
And but it does help from fatal lose of balance, because, for example, walking at 3 hours in a row on a long distance, the weather could change dramatically. And in a short period of time, and the winds could, you know, just blow 10 meters per second, 15, and then the slack line will be side curved, like for 100 meters to the side. So it basically, even while I'm walking with a little wind, it could be seen that I'm kind of floating in the air in the different places, just because of the wind is pushing the slack line in different locations all the time.
But you did fall off just close to the end of this feat, didn't you?
Yes, at the end, really end, like a couple thousand meters, I was walking uphill, and I see it's kind of getting, you know, I was so exhausted, and I had a good speed, walking speed, and just suddenly there was a shake in the line, which shakes me off, and I like fell into the leash, and climbed up again quickly on the slack line, and I did not feel like, you know, let's say, pissed off. I was like, oh, wow, I was right there. I was at the end. Like, I crossed the whole Messina Strain, and it was wonderful. And it just happened right at the end. So I was not feeling bad at all. It's like, because I walked all the long distance on the slack, like longest slack line ever rigged so far. And it was so entertaining, like emotionally, just right at the end. So I thought, it's like, wow.
Congrats!
You know, I feel like I felt like human being, actually.
Yeah, I think congratulations are in order. It's very, very impressive. Do you have any other hope, like any other places in the world that you would love to to slackline across?
Well, yeah, there are plenty of them, but I like usually to keep them in my pocket. Like, of course, the ideas of like this idea connecting a huge island with the mainland is like ridiculous, and we made it and walking over the street, but you know, connecting countries and it could be
and neighboring islands. Well, maybe you could walk from Dublin to Liverpool, have a look at it, see if it's possible. Jan Roos, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on the achievement. That is Jan Roos, slackline walker and Hollywood stuntman.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.